Letters! Letters! Bridget comes through with the week's post, which she has brought from the village. Our studying forgotten, we girls clamour around her, hands reaching for some word from home. The younger ones cry and sniffle over their mother's letters, so homesick are they. But we older girls are eager for gossip. Aha! Felicity holds out an invitation in triumph. Feast your eyes. You are cordially invited to a Turkish ball in honour of Miss Felicity Worthington at the home of Lord and Lady Markham, 8 o'clock in the evening, I read aloud. Oh, Felicity, how marvellous! She clutches it to her chest. I can nearly taste my freedom. What have you got, Gemma? I peer at the return address. A letter from my grandmother, I say, sticking it inside my book. Felicity raises an eyebrow. Why don't you open it? I shall, later, I say, glancing at Anne. Every one of us has a letter, except for her. Every time the post is delivered, it is a misery for her to come away with nothing. No caring soul to write and say she is missed. Bridget holds a letter up to the light, scowling.
Oh, that man has lost his wits. This one isn't ours. Miss Nan Washbrad. No Nan Washbrad here.
Anne nearly leaps for the envelope. May I see it? Bridget holds it away from her.
Now, now. It's for Mrs. Nightwing to decide what to do with it.
We watch, helpless, as Bridget shuffles Miss Trimble's long-awaited letter into Nightwing's correspondence and places them neatly into the pocket of her apron. It must be from Mr. Katz. We have to get that back, Anne says desperately. Anne, where does Bridget put Nightwing's letters? I ask. On her desk, Anne says, swallowing hard. Upstairs.